The General Conference Bulletin, 1895. February 4, 1895. Extracts from recent writings of Sister White. The holy convocations of our people are meetings of great importance to all who shall assemble. Our conference meetings, in which business relating to the cause is transacted, are special seasons when the heavenly counsels are made known to those assembled. Those are no commonplace things that are considered in these meetings. The ministers and officers of the church and their wives who are in attendance at these meetings should be present at these conference meetings if their health will not suffer thereby. At our conference meetings, all should have the same spirit as did Cornelius and his household, who said, "Now are we all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God." Those not of our faith will mark the indifference as well as the whole-souled interest that is manifested in our conference meetings. Those who love God will not, even in their appearance, exert an influence upon others to lessen their appreciation of the sacred character of these meetings. While words are being spoken which shall affect the interest of the cause of God, the minds of all should be uplifted to God in earnest prayer for spiritual eyesight to discern the great things of God, that Satan shall not steal away the very things they should bear in mind. All should pray that the Lord will give light and knowledge in these meetings, that they may know how to engage in the great work intelligently. Those who are associated with the work need to learn much more in regard to the different lines of the work. The earnest words spoken, the encouraging features presented, as well as the failures which cause unavailing regrets, all are lessons teaching the worker to shun certain methods, to reform in the practical working. He will see the changes that are necessary in order to avoid failures, and the high and holy purposes that will be crowned with success. Ministers all need to understand more than they now do of the practical working of the cause in its various branches. In these matters where eternal interests are involved, ignorance is sin. Women who are connected with the work in a greater or less degree need a much more intelligent knowledge of the workings of the cause than they now have. It is essential for them to understand the practical working of the machinery and the spirit and grace required to keep all parts working harmoniously. Each should realize that a divine hand is moving to bring order out of confusion, that every line of the work may bear the divine impress. When women who are in any way connected with this work treat it as a common matter which does not particularly concern them, their influence tends to cheapen the work in the estimation of believers and unbelievers. They belittle that which heaven recognizes as of great importance. They treat lightly subjects that are taken up in the councils of heaven. Heavenly intelligences preside in every business meeting. Members from the royal assemblies of the heavenly courts are present to listen to every plan under consideration, and to imbue the minds of those who see the necessities for the time and lay out the lines of work to be done. Holy angels impart wisdom, they inspire minds, and aid in working up plans that the message of warning may go to the regions beyond. They bring before the workers the evangelical and eternal principles that must characterize the work, principles that will impart greater moral power and give the work greater importance and efficiency, that in all its features it may bear the divine similitude. The direction of Christ to Moses was, "Make all things according to the pattern shown to thee in the mount." Did you ever think of it in this connection? Well, God has a pattern for his work, and it is for you and me to follow that pattern. Only when we do this will our work be acceptable to God. The truth, in its sanctifying power, is to go to the world. Prophecy must be fulfilled. All the aspirations, all the motives and power of influence, every jot and tittle is to make a place for itself and find its proper, dignified position. Never, in any sense, is it to be brought down to a low level, becoming mingled with common things. There are some who, through the impression of the Holy Spirit of God, have had glimpses of the holy character of the work and the necessity of its standing in its sacred dignity before the world. These laborers are struggling with all their power to arouse the human instruments to look heavenward, to catch the divine inspiration, to realize that they may represent the purity, the virtue, and holiness of a work that is under the supervision of God Himself. All who do appreciate these things will make every effort in their line of work, that they may have the cooperation of God and of angels to carry the work forward and upward, every year reaching greater and more perfect success according to the counsels of heaven.